Buongiorno, it is a Friday. Yippee-yay. So good. We spoke about cheap airfares from Esperance to Perth. Also caught up and spoke sport with Tim Paris. There's a lot of unemployed people in WA, some alarming figures which I discussed, and a Friday fun fact. That's the first thing that'll be coming at you right now on Triple M, the catch-up.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Fleetwood Mac and Seven Wonders on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. Before that, you heard Badfinger, who is a band that I read often gets confused with the Beatles. And a band that was supposed to be the next Beatles, I got there with that segue, was the Monkees. And there's some tragic news about that band overnight. Peter York, who was the keyboard player and bassist for the group, has passed away aged 77. He died peacefully in his home in Connecticut. He was diagnosed with a rare form of tongue cancer in 2009 and has survived for 10 years with that disease. The Monkees were absolutely huge. They had hits such as Daydream Believer, A Little Bit of Me, A Little Bit of You, and they had this song as well. It's a tribute to Peter Tork and Triple M.
Love is only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Waking up has never felt so good.
Sean for breakfast.
The Cars and Let's Go on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. And let's go into a fun Friday fact today. If you've got one, if you've got something that I don't know, then 13 27 10, I would love to hear it. Today I want to talk to you about the saying, the cat is out of the bag. You know that one, which basically means the secret's out. Everybody knows. What is the origin of this? Well, apparently it may have derived from the Royal Navy, where there was a bag with a cat or nine tails. And if a sailor made a transgression or said something naughty sort of thing, out comes the cat of nine tails. You get whipped. You get punished. Or perhaps it comes from even further back in the 1500s, when you used to sell pigs through a bag, and you'd give someone a pig, but actually you wouldn't have sold them a pig, you'd sold them a cheaper cat. You'd open up, and what a surprise, instead of that delicious pork you wanted and that pig, you've actually got a feline friend. Now, no one's really sure which one of these origins are correct, or if any of them. It could be something else completely. So my Friday fun fact kind of wasn't a fact at all. Actually, the fact is that no one actually knows. I think this didn't really work that well, did it? Oh, well, maybe you've got a Friday fun fact that actually works. 13, 27, 10. In about 15 minutes' time, you'll hear from her glorious, the Friday floozy. She'll have something that'll make your hair curl, I'm sure. You hear it after Los Bravos. We've also got Under the Lino coming up for you. A spooky history lesson about Esperance. You're next.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Cold Chisel on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. Before that was Prince, a song written 37 years ago, about a year 20 years ago. It's all very confusing, isn't it?
It's your Friday fun fact.
With me, the floozy.
On Triple M. And there's a little bit of a theme today with our fun facts, and I promise you, dear listener, we do not converse before the facts are dealt out to you, but they're both about sayings. Good morning, floozy.
Hi, Sean. I know when I just heard yours, I was mind blown, just like I was with my facts.
Yeah.
That we both came with saying.
We must be on some sort of similar energy level or something.
Exactly. There's the same facts attracting us this week. Getting vibes from these facts.
100%.
All right, you ready to have your mind blown with a fact that I actually know the answer to? You ready?
Okay, hold on. So I've just put some newspaper on the ground, ready for mine to be blown.
Funny, good one. All right, do you know what? You know when you're auditioning and someone says break a leg?
Ooh, I am very aware. Yes.
Yeah, well, it's because they hope you end up in the cast.
Oh, so I've heard that, but I couldn't recall it. And yes, that makes a whole bunch of sense.
It makes so much sense. But I didn't realise until I saw that. And I thought, there's got to be more people out there like me who just, you know, break a leg, good luck. And you're just like, why was I saying that? Well, it's because you hope they end up in the car.
You don't even think about the literal meaning, do you? But it would be pretty funny if in your acting performance you did such a flamboyant display, fell over, broke your leg, then made it in the cast with a cast.
That would be very ironic, wouldn't it? It'd be great.
Yeah, it would be 100%. Wow, that's an interesting one today. Well done, Floozy. I really enjoyed that.
No worries, Sean. Have a good one, and hopefully you can find some more sayings for us that actually help them.
Well, hopefully you can break a leg today.
Oh, thanks.
We're getting closer to 7 o'clock now. The news, sport, and weather with Keely LaRon awaits. You're listening to Sean
Across
for Breakfast.
Esperance. Sean for Breakfast.
Feels good. Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. Tomorrow is a Saturday, and it's another week at the Knowlson Growers and Makers Market. It's going to be a wonderful little event this Saturday. I've got Isabel to talk to me all about it. Isabel, how are you?
I'm great, Sean.
I'll put the emphasis on makers because we've got a few starting this week and we'll get to that in a little bit. First of all, our good friend Jenny Morecambe, she will be down tomorrow morning and she's going to be selling mushrooms for a good cause, basically.
She is, and she's actually been growing tan oyster mushrooms, hard to get down here apparently. She is actually fundraising for Youth at Risk and it's a Rotary Tour of the Blackwood. Now, Jen does a lot of fundraising to cover some of her costs.
She's a machine.
She is. She does the most amazing fundraising things, but she tries to do as much fundraising as possible to cover some of the costs.
And this is a nice way to fundraise. Delicious mushrooms. I mean, I'm a fun guy, so I can get around that.
Oh, no. You need bad puns. That's all I hear at work. Bad puns.
No, it's a really good cause. So if you do want these, what are they called? Tanned oyster mushrooms.
Tan oyster mushrooms. Yeah, she's been growing.
Jump onto the Esperance Growers and Makers Mark Facebook page. Have a look. Give that page a like as well. And you can buy the mushrooms this Saturday. Very exciting. And there's also some new stores coming to the
they
store.
They are.
Makers.
I know, Makers. We always say Esperance Growers Market, but we're actually the Esperance Growers and Makers Market. So anyone that produces, makes or grows things locally. And we're always happy to have new storeholders. And we actually had a couple of new people join us last time.
That's exciting.
So we have Mary Leskey and her young friend who are in college at the moment. And they've started their own little business making like hair scrunchies and accessories and headbands and things. And we also have the counsellors joining us, which is a husband and wife couple. And they actually make upcycled jewellery.
There you go.
And they make it out of all sorts of things that they find. And they have some very interesting, in fact, I've been talking textiles to them. So I'm hoping to convince them to incorporate some upcycled textiles into their lives. You know how crazy I am about my textiles.
That's exciting as well. And abstract jewellery is always something that's a bit different, a bit nice. You know?
Well, it's nice that it's not going to landfill too, you know. And, you know, if you're buying a handmade light item, it's totally unique.
Yeah.
Completely, totally unique. There is not, it might be similar, but it's never going to be completely identical.
Absolutely.
Because it is handmade.
You've sold me. And Lynn will be there as well, upcycling. Upcycling is the word, the buzzword.
It is at the moment. Now, we're also going to heaps of growers. So don't forget to come and get your fresh fruit and veg. And also, Jani's back with her vegetable roti.
Yeah.
And I'll be there as usual doing one of my upcycling workshops. So you don't get rid of me that easily.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Upcycling is the buzzword. You should get around it. Upcycle anything you can. It's a really good cause and very good for the environment as well. So
absolutely.
Well done.
Stops
well
things going to landfill.
That's it. Especially, I mean, Wiley Bay, the facility there is a bit full as it is, I think.
It is.
another restaurant's issue. Anyway, I've been speaking to Isabel from the Growers and Makers Market this morning. Thanks so much for joining me.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean. Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for Breakfast.
John Mellencamp, singing about a small town, perhaps Esperance.
Perhaps not, though. You're listening to Sean for Breakfast. Estimates is 747 Triple M. And if you're unemployed out there, you're not the only one. There were some figures announced yesterday which show that unemployment in WA was at a two-decade high. Not since 2002 January have we had these sort of numbers. 100,000 West Aussies are out of a job at a rate of 6.8% of the population. The national average is 5%. So what is the government going to do about it? Well, Mark McGowan said earlier this week that he expected 150,000 jobs to go online in the next 5 years. I think he's very much banking on projects in the southwest as this big battery boom, so graphite, lithium sort of mines happening around Bunbury in these sort of locations. There's also a chance of more jobs happening around Esperance. There is the possibility of that Mungonup graphite mine coming up and working out for the best for Esperance and Ravensthorpe. There's also the nickel mine in Ravensthorpe. They're just waiting on that price to rise for an extended period of time before that goes online as well. But again, this is all speculation. Mining can be fairly volatile. So in terms of jobs, I wouldn't be hanging my hat on it, that's for sure. This is The Spics and the Specs, not the TV show, the song by the Bee Gees, Bill Buster. That competition, more details on that next. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for Breakfast.
Sean for Breakfast, Esperance is 747 Triple M, and by jingoes, by crikey, there is a fair bit of sport coming up this weekend. To talk to me about it, I have Tim Paris on the line. Tim, there's a bit to cover here, lots to talk about.
Yeah, there is quite a bit of sport to talk about, not as much as previous weekends, but still plenty nonetheless.
We're sort of in that lull period between cricket and footy. We'll kick it off with some football. The AFLW, the Fremantle Dockers, who have had a great start of the year, they want to extend their wins to 4, I think.
Yes, they've won 3 from 3 so far, and they're travelling to Darwin tomorrow night to take on the Crows, Sean.
Ooh, so it might be a bit hot and sticky. That should be a very good game. The Crows are traditionally a very strong side.
Yes, they've won 2 games so far, and they're looking for more success as well, but hopefully the Dockers women can keep up their wonderful form so far.
Speaking about good form, a team who are near on having their best season ever. It's the Perth Glory. They're 9 points atop of the A-League, and they've got a big game this weekend.
They do. They're taking on the Western Sydney Wanderers in Sydney on Sunday, Sean.
So it's Tony Popovich against his old team. It should be an interesting one. As I said, the Glory way in front. What are the Western Sydney Wanderers' chances here?
Well, they have won their last 2 games in a row, Sean, so they are in reasonable form, but they are closer to the bottom than the top of the ladder. So they're looking to continue their good form.
Yeah, they need some wins, though. Perth Glory have just been clinical this year. I think the attack, I mean, Diego Costa, Andy Keogh, Economides, I mean, he's probably our best player. I mentioned him third. And then with Popovich just shoring up our defence as well, the Perth Glory just look like a really solid, balanced team.
They're going very well at the moment, Sean, and looking for another victory here to keep them going very well at the top of the ladder.
100%. And then before I let you go, the AFLX, that's also on today, Marvel Stadium, those 4, I don't even know what they're called, the Dodgers, anyway, will you be watching the AFLX today?
Probably not watching it, Sean, but keeping a bit of an eye on it still. It'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah, I reckon the highlights might be a better shout than actually watching it. Well, that's exciting stuff. A busy weekend of sport. Make sure you get out there and watch some of it. I've been speaking to Tim Paris. Thanks very much, mate.
No worries at all, Sean. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Across Esperance, Sean for Breakfast. Feels good.
Sean for Breakfast, Esperance is 747 Triple M. Today is a Friday, and if you look in any supermarket or any good news agency, you'll find the Esperance Express. I highly recommend you grab it. One of the journalists from that paper, Jacinta Burton, she joins me in studio. Jacinta, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited about this first story. The headline, calls for subsidy, and this is about air travel. Could we be seeing cheaper flights from Esperance?
Well, if Vince Catania has anything to do with it, then yes.
Oh, good.
Northwest Central MLA Vince Catania has called on the state government to subsidise regional airfares to make travel both more affordable for regional residents and also help boost tourism. He has found that Esperance's average flight price in 2018 was $244, that's one way, and more than 51,000 passengers utilised that service. So that's huge. Yeah. That's a huge amount weekly.
That's if you buy a ticket to Melbourne from Perth, it's about $200. It's probably less than that. Mm. That's across the country, Jacinda, and it's costing so much.
And you can imagine that this average has been brought down pretty significantly by that community fare as well. So now Mr. Catania said that aviation for regional residents, it should really be prioritised in the same way that trains and buses are for Perth residents, given Perth Transport is subsidised by $1 billion a year.
Wow.
It is understood that operating costs for Esperance provider Rex are about three times higher on a per seat basis than that of larger airlines. So that explains the cost there. And of course, they signed the community fare agreement in 2016 with the Shire to help bring that price down. But Transport Minister Rita Saffiotti says that the state government is already responding to recommendations from the parliamentary inquiry into regional airfares. And wait, this could this does include an assessment of their position on regional airfare subsidies. So not a no.
Yeah. It just means they're going to assess it at this stage.
Yes.
What kind of subsidy do you think it would be? So would we get a little chunk of this, $1 billion, which is a lot of money, might I add?
It's a lot of money.
Or would it be just something, another fund from somewhere, maybe tourism fund, and then what kind of subsidy could we be talking per ticket?
I don't want to speculate,
please,
but I think
can we get $150 ticket, just flat rate? $150. Even if it was just permanently $200, I could live with that.
Yeah.
Because it often goes up to that $350, $380 mark.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have gone to book, say, a week in advance, and it's been $379, and I just can't justify.
And the amount of people that tell me you've just got to book 60 days in advance, and the amount of times if you've got a urgent medical thing that you've got taken care of, often if you've got an event, like I've got an engagement party, that was organised 45 days in advance. So, and that's a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, a revised draft of the state aviation strategy will be released for public comment in late 2019. So hold out for that.
Late tomorrow, I'll set my watch, shall I? Terrific. Fun. Anyway, moving right along. I've been speaking to Jacinda Burton. She's the Esperance Express, one of the journalists down there. Jacinda, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me. Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Feels good. Hold your breath. That's right. You would have heard just then the Bow Diddley Beat, a rhythm that features in the Rolling Stones' Not Fade Away and George Thorogood's Who Do You Love? And also in that song, U2's Desire. You're listening to Sean for Breakfast. Esperance's 747 Triple M. It is 10 minutes to 9. And I plugged it a little bit yesterday because I was boy oh boy excited to speak to the Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormick. So I was ready to go with my interview. It was a pre-record at about 2 o'clock yesterday. I get a call from his media person and she says, "Sorry, mate, have you seen the news? Julie Bishop, the former Deputy Liberal, the Deputy Prime Minister, had stepped down from her position in Parliament. She would not contest the seat of Curtin. It meant that the Deputy Prime Minister was very, very busy taking a lot of interviews that morning, and poor old Triple M Esperance had to be put on the back burner until later. And I don't blame him for basically saying no interviews apart from the important ones, because the Liberal Party, they are in trouble. Julie Bishop, I think in general, most people like her, I think. I'm not exactly sure. She was Malcolm Turnbull's right-hand man, and she also contested the Prime Ministership once he got thrown out. She wasn't quite successful. Now we've got Prime Minister ScoMo, or Scott Morrison. I should show a little bit more respect. But I don't know if he's going to be Prime Minister for much longer. That election is looming in May, and I don't think he will be around after that period. Julie Bishop has jumped ship because she plain and simply doesn't want to go around again for a full term in opposition. She realises the writing's on the wall. The Libs, I mean, the polls show a little bit differently. It shows the Libs are catching up to Labour, but surely there's been too much damage done in the last few years. Another spill and change Prime Minister by a political party. It just, the public don't take kindly to those sort of actions. You know what? I'm so confident that Bill Shorten will be the next Prime Minister. If he isn't voted in come May,
I will jump into the Esperance Bay at the height of winter. I promise you that. This is a great song which is coming up. You would have heard it from Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs. It's Blue Suede and Hooked on a Feeling, Triple M.
Sean for breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
Tremendous stuff. Well done. Amazing work. Fantastic. Tremendous. Outstanding. Good work and keep up the effort. See you Monday. Bye.
Listen to Sean for breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.